All right, what are we talking about this evening? Well, I'm going to continue on with the theme from last week. So last week I was talking about rises in interest rates and, you know, a recent study that had been done that basically was saying that a large percentage of people are, you know, a little freaked out over that and how their finances can handle it. And so towards the end of the show, I kind of went through very quickly 10 things that you can do to start to protect your finances, really against any change. And the most common changes that you would see would be a decrease in income or an increase in expenses. So we're focusing on an increase in expenses as they relate to interest rates last week, but really this could be anything. So if we talk about income, it could be, you know, interruption due to a layoff or an illness, the company you're working for closing, I mean, just any number of things that might decrease your income. And even, you know, we're getting into tax season. And so one of the things that I've been noticing, because, you know, I've been progressing in my career, as many of us do, and with that comes incremental changes in income, increases in income. But on the flip side, your GST starts to reduce and then disappears. Your child tax benefit starts to reduce and then disappears. And so there's an offset, and you really need to have a handle on your spending plan or your budget to make sure that your getting through those okay and they're not kind of catching you by surprise. On the expenses side, I could fill the whole show talking about things that could potentially help happen with respect to expenses. But, you know, really just anything. I mean, let's just look at life in general, the cost of living. I know I've tracked my grocery expenses for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I've noticed that they've gone up on average about $100 a month. So again, you need to know that, because if you have a spending plan or a budget — I call them spending plans, don't like the word budget — then that's something you need to keep in mind. Is that if your income does stay stable and it doesn't change, but your expenses go up, there has to be adjustments. So that's the theme of the show. That's what we're going to be talking about and sharing this evening. So I'm going to kick things off with my money funny. So a little thing that I came across on the internet here to share. And then, of course, with a couple of tunes to get things started. All right, here we go. There was a new CEO at a company, and he decided to fire all of the slackers. And when he was done with that, he finds a dude leaning on his desk. He thinks, what the heck is he doing? So he walks up to the guy and he says, what the heck are you doing? The guy says, I'm waiting to get paid. The CEO says, okay, how much do you get paid in a week? Guy says, about $300. CEO gives the guy $1,200 and says, now go away and never come back. The guy walks away. The CEO says to the other people who are standing around observing this, will someone please tell me what the heck I just did? An employee stands up and says, you just tipped the pizza man $1,200. I'm not really sure what the moral of that story is. Don't work for a jerk, maybe. Be a pizza delivery person at the right place at the right time. Or maybe just that, in keeping with what we're talking about, things do change, and job security is one of them. But on a positive flip side, you can also have unexpected windfalls, like $1,200 from a jerk CEO to a pizza delivery guy. There you go. I can turn anything into the theme of the show if I really, really have to. All right, so going to kick things off with a couple of songs. I have Eddie Foster coming up with I'll Buy Her Roses. That one is a very obvious song as to why it fits into the theme of this show, right in the title. And I have one that's not so obvious. I'm going to let you listen to this song and figure out the keywords that make it fit into my money-themed show. And that is John Cougar Mellencamp, Pink Houses. So enjoy these couple of tunes, and then I'll be back and I'll share the first 5 tips that you can do to avoid financial disaster. And I do have a question that came to me over the past week as well that I'm going to share a little later in the show. So keep tuned in. Here come the songs, and hope you're all enjoying your evening. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you for the next 45 minutes or so.
Pardon me, I need to buy some roses. Could you wrap it in some paper and a bow? For a long time, I've been
woman in the kitchen, clean up the evening slime. And he looks at her and says, hey darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America, you and me? Ain't that America, something to see, baby? Ain't that America, home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you and me. Just like everything else, those old crazy dreams just kinda came away. Oh,
ain't that America,
you and me?
Ain't that America,
something to see, baby?
Ain't that America, home of the free?
Yeah, little pink houses for you. Well, there's people and more people. What do they know? No, no. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, yeah. And there's winners and there's losers. But that ain't no big deal, 'cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrill.
This weekend, don't forget That Thing.
What thing?
That Thing. Singers.
That Thing with Rich Appel.
Oh, That Thing.
For that classic top 40 sound.
The hits, the jingles, even the commercials.
This weekend, don't forget That Thing.
That Thing.
That Thing with Rich Appel.
That Thing with Rich Appel. Saturday nights from 9 till midnight on 88.7 Cove FM.
Okay, I am back, and you are still listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and I'm still here in Hubbards, Nova Scotia, and we're still hanging out and talking about money and finances. And so did you get why John Mellencamp, Pink Houses, get into that playlist? Did you notice that? So pretty much any song that has anything to do with money. So it could talk about jobs, it could talk about paycheck, it could talk about, you know, the cost of houses, it could talk about, spending, savings, you know, kind of any word that deals with money, that's a song that qualifies for the show. So please be my ears out there. If you do hear a song that qualifies, I'd love to know about it. And you can always email it right here to the studio at studio@covefm.com. You're also welcome to connect with me outside of the studio the rest of the week in various ways. So the Dr. Det website, drdet.ca. Or if you go to Facebook, Dr. Det, you'll find me there, and on Twitter, and or you can email info@drdet.ca. So lots of places to connect. And if you happen to tune into the Facebook Live, you can always make a post in the comments as well. So I'll have a record of that. So if you hear of any song that you think would be a good song on the show here, please let me know. Okay, so last week I was sharing the 10 tips to avoid financial disaster, and I went through them pretty quickly, and so there were a couple of things that I didn't get a chance to say, and I just wanted to fill in those blanks because I think that these are 10 really good things to keep in mind just generally with your finances, regardless of what's happening. So, you know, I always say this when you listen to me talk about finances, whether, you know, here on the air on Facebook or when I'm doing presentations elsewhere, you might think that I'm supposed to be talking to those who are struggling financially, but that's not true. So certainly if your finances are not in a good place, you want to get them good. I'm sure that's proper English, but you know what I'm saying. And if they're in a good place, you want to get them great. And so all of these tips can be used at the different levels depending on where you are. So the first one was be honest with yourself. And, you know, I guess the point that I would make there is we do tend to ignore finances. We tend to not want to talk about it. It's embarrassing. We're very hard on ourselves if things don't turn out the way that we think they should turn out. And I'm here to say that life happens and not everything in your life will turn out perfect. And regardless of whether you lost your job and, you know, you're in trouble because of that, or you just simply made poor choices and you're in trouble because of that, it doesn't matter. Life happens. At some point, you've got to sit up and look at the situation and really watch the early warning signs. And the early warning signs are the little tiny things that we tend to ignore. And you know them if they're there. So constantly worrying about finances or maybe how you're going to pay something. If you have one credit card, just one credit card, and you carry a balance on that, and you do not pay it off in full, either every month or you haven't paid it off in the last, let's say, you know, 3 months or so, that's a warning sign. If you're borrowing money from friends or family, definitely a warning sign. What else would be early warning signs? Not having money when your car breaks down, you know, or we just passed the holidays. So owing money the beginning of the year after the holidays, those are all early warning signs. The big warning signs are obvious. Past due notices, disconnection notices, calls from, you know, creditors, collection companies. I mean, those are the smack you in the face warning signs, but I'm talking about the early warning signs. So number two is I talked about tracking your spending. I talk about that a lot. And because it's so important, I could do a whole show on that. And it's so important because you need information to make decisions. And so if you're not looking at where your money's going, you don't have the information to make the decisions. And there's lots of ways to do that. You can look historically at what happened. You can pull bank statements and go through those. The problem with that is there'll be maybe a lot of cash withdrawals, but you won't know where the money went. Or you can just simply go, you know what, I'm just going to commit today to tracking. You do need a full year to do it because there's lots of expenses that don't happen every month that happen, you know, once a year, a couple times throughout the year. Things like car repairs, for example, if you get them fixed at the same place, you could ask for your past year's record. There's lots of ways to get the information you need to start to make those decisions. In fact, I recently had a friend of mine come to me and say, you know, I'm looking at making a change in my life. It's going to result in a reduction of income. What do I do? And I said, the first thing you do is figure out what you've been living on. What do you need to live? And so between these segments, when I was on Facebook Live, I was talking about different levels of living. So you're either surviving, you're comfortable, or you're thriving, and there's different expense levels. So there's a certain amount of money you need for each of those. Let's say groceries, there's a certain amount you need just to get by, and then an amount you can spend to be comfortable, and then there's an amount that you can spend that, you know, just go crazy, right? So commit to tracking your spending. Visit refinancing early. The real point I wanted to make there is if you wait late, you don't have many options and the banks really aren't going to help you because they can't. Their arms are tied and you have to fit into very specific criteria to get help. So if you wait to call your credit card company or your financial institution when you're behind on a payment, when you're over your limit, when you've missed a payment, even sometimes when you're, you know, bouncing up to your limit or you're holding up to your limits, you've used the maximum and you haven't been able to bring it down, their arms are going to be really tied in terms of what they can do. So this goes back to recognize the early warning signs. If you've always paid your line of credit off, but you've been carrying a balance for the last 2 or 3 years, but it's not up to the limit, that's the time when you start looking at options, not when it's hit its limit and you can't get it down or it's gone over. So that was 3 and 4 together. So number 5, spend less than you make. I mean, I know it sounds so simple, but holy crap, man, that's hard sometimes these days to do that. But that's the only way that, well, first of all, it's the only way to have really great finances. I mean, you have to spend less than you make. And I was reading a blog sometime, I don't know when, and it was basically saying we focus so much on, you know, increase your income in order to get by, make ends meet. We're always kind of going after more and more and more, but really coming back to what are your expenses and cutting expenses and just really looking at getting rid of things that, you know, don't feed your heart. Like there's a lot of stuff we spend money on that's not near and dear to our heart. And it's not in true value with us and what's important to us. And so starting to look at those things. And if you are living off of credit, if you find that you can't get by without credit, and again, I had a meeting a few weeks ago with a gal who, you know, basically was terrified because her credit was starting to max out and she needed that to make ends meet. She had a very limited income. She was about 200 short per month and she was relying on her credit. I don't know if she wasn't understanding or seeing where this was headed. I mean, it was only a matter of time before it became an issue. But once it started to become clear, it was going to be an issue and she wasn't going to have that. She was, you know, in sheer panic. So you can't spend more than you make. Well, you can, but it's not your money. It's somebody else's. Then you're paying interest. You're basically making them rich and you're making yourself poor. And you're putting yourself into a cycle that gets really, really, really difficult to break. So the starting point with that is to figure out what is going out. And if more money's going out than is coming in, you only have to look at your credit cards, line of credit to see that they're increasing on the other side. And if that's happening, that's a huge wake up call. So those were the first 5 things that I shared, that I wanted to share. I shared last week, but I really wanted to expand upon. So as always, my hope for you, if you're watching this or listening to this, is that you take away the 1 or 2 little tidbits that really resonate with you, that really stand out for you, because ultimately, you know, my goal is open up communication about finances so that we talk about money and we talk about the effects it has. I think that my clients are sometimes surprised because I'll share my own story with them. I had a guy in to see me today and I was talking about Christmas and how, you know, I get a little stressed out around the 1st of December. I didn't think I was going to quite make it with my plan. And I ended up calling my car loan company and asking if I could defer a payment. And so I joked and said, you know, I slapped myself on the hand because, you know, I'm in this position doing financial counseling and I'm going out and doing things that, you know, typically you're not supposed to do. But you know, it's life. This is it. We all live our life the best we can with what we have. And I, you know, openly admit that I've been living with the very tight finances for a few years. And so everything I talk about, you know, either have personal experience or I've experienced it through others who have come to see me. So we're all here together to chat and make our finances happier and healthier. Okay. Sorry, I get a little passionate and tend to ramble on sometimes when I start talking about this stuff. So it is 7:30. So that could be 7:30. I swear to God, I just sat down and started the show. And I do have some songs coming up. So I'm going to play the Wilkinsons' 26 Cents. Again, a very obvious song for this show. And then I'm going to come back with a question that was asked of me about, you know, what to do if I have extra money. So that's always a nice question to get asked on the other side. And before we finish up the show, of course, I'll share the next five things that you can do to avoid financial disaster. So enjoy this song. I'll be back momentarily.
She sat all alone on a bus out of Beaumont, the courage of just 18 years. Penny and quarter taped to a letter, and Mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her Mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26 cents. When you get low, call me anytime at all. I'll be there with you always, anywhere at all. There's nothing I got that I wouldn't give, and money is never enough. Here's a penny for your thoughts, a quarter for the all and only your mama's love. A penny and quarter buys a whole lot of nothing. Take to an old wrinkled note. And when she didn't have much, she had all mama's love inside that old.
Masthead News, now online. Go to www.themastheadnews.ca to read each edition of The Masthead. That's www.themastheadnews.ca.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by The Medicine Shop, 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Wind northwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, and a low of minus 14. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries in the morning, clearing late in the afternoon. Wind northwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, with a high of minus 5 and a wind chill of minus 25 in the morning. For Friday night, clear. Wind northwest 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, becoming light near midnight, and a low of minus 14. For Saturday, cloudy with a high of plus 3, and for Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 6. Currently, it's minus 8 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Help is closer than you think. When you're looking for compassion, expertise, and understanding, we hear you. Melanie, your medicine shop pharmacist, can provide injections, travel health tips, medication reviews, weight management support, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacist who's like a friendly neighbor, visit the medicine shop. The medicine shop, your health, our priority. Located at 3622 Hammonds Plains Road in Upper Tantallon. Open 9:30 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 820-0392.
Community owned and operated. This is 88.7 Cove FM.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
I am back, and time is just flying. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what they say, don't they? All right, so I did have a question come to me this week, and switching out my papers here. Here it is. I love this, right? I love this when we get the question about not, you know, I owe hundreds of thousands, help me. I deal with those questions as well. But it's always nice too to get, I have lots of money. So I have $102,000 in two lines of credit, one of which is attached to my home. I'll be receiving $140,000 this year. My question is, should I wipe out the debt and take full ownership of my home, free up a good deal of money, monthly payments and interest, and put the rest aside? I know every situation is different, but generally speaking, does this seem like the route to take? You know, that is such a difficult question because it does depend on a lot of factors. And, here's my response, and then I'll add a couple of 2 cents to it. So I said, there's only one good reason that I can think of not to pay off the line of credit, and that is if you are planning to invest the money and make more in interest than you pay. Then a strategy could be to leverage the money for that purpose. If you have an investor currently, then I suggest that they talk to them because obviously that's outside of my area of expertise. So then I went on to say, otherwise, I'm a big fan of paying off debt and not paying any more interest. Keep one of your lines of credit open, the one that you've had the longest or the one with the lowest interest rate. And if you need access to the funds later, you can simply access it. So in this situation, you know, paying off the debt certainly makes sense. You may not want to actually close the account just because, you know, if that was a wrong choice and something major happens and you've lost that ability to access funds, that could be, you know, lead you to, well, I don't know what it could lead you to do, just open another account. But, you know, it's all about balance. So definitely I would say not paying interest makes sense and whenever possible. And, you know, some or unless, of course, you're investing and making more interest than you would be saving. All right, so I do have to keep tabs on the time because we are getting closer to the hour and we do have a show coming on after me. So I want to continue on with the top 10 tips to avoid financial disaster and just expand on those a little bit. So number 6, start a savings fund. Just start saving, basically, is pretty much all that said. And what I focus on more with savings is, I mean, you can do it in a few ways. You can just kind of blindly save. And what I mean by that is you just put money away. I'm just putting money away. Okay, but what are you putting money away for? Well, just so I'll have it. But what do you want to have it for? So I'm all about, again, data, information. The first thing that I believe savings should be a 3-step process. The first part should be things that you know you're going to need money for. These things are going to come up. They're not monthly expenses. I call them occasional expenses. And they would be things like car repairs, Christmas, gifts. My son texted me today and needs money for a yearbook and needs money for Taekwondo. And, you know, school costs when they go back to school. So kids' school stuff. There's all these expenses that pop up that take your cash flow away at certain times throughout the year. So you should always save for those first. And then the second should be really true, honest to goodness emergencies. And, you know, these are things that you don't really plan for, but they could happen. And so, you know, having a couple $1,000s set aside in case your pet needs to go to the vet or in case a tree falls on your fence and smashes it, whatever, is a good idea. And then the third level is your goals, right? What are the things that you want to do and save money for those things like family vacations, etc. So it's not just about saving, it's about breaking it down into the different aspects. I'm just getting ready to post a blog on that. So if you want to read more details, just go on and subscribe to the Dr. Debt website, drdebt.ca. All right. So number 7, review every monthly bill and contact the company to ask if you qualify for a better plan or rate. And too often we don't ask. And if you don't ask, the answer is no. And if you think the companies are going to give you discounts because you're a great loyal customer, think again. And so you do need to ask. And so every time a piece of paper comes in and it's somewhere that you owe money, put it in a pile and make it a goal to call every single one of those places and just say, can you do better? Is there a better rate? What can you do for me? And I experimented with that recently and had $35 knocked off my insurance, which I never would have had at any point in time in the future had I not asked. So, you know, it's $400 a year saved just for picking up the phone and asking a question. What a concept. Number eight, set up a simple system for paying bills and spending money. I call this a spending plan. It doesn't have to be complicated. There's a real simple three-step system that you can do. Now, this is going to change depending on your circumstances. You know, do you have fixed income? Does it stay the same every month? Does your income fluctuate? Are you self-employed? I'm not going to give the same advice to a salary employee as I am to a real estate agent, for example, or self-employed individual. So the simple three-step system works really well if you have fixed income and even if your income fluctuates a little bit, but it's this. So the very first thing you do, and this kind of gets away, takes away your need to track your expenses a little bit. I'm still an advocate for that. So first things first, what are your fixed expenses? Your rent, your utilities, your car payment. Figure out what those are. And then, so number one, so you can put number one and those are your fixed expenses and list those. But you need to break out your, my mind's going in two directions. I'm trying to decide which way I want to say this. You also want your automatic payments. So we'll lump those in. So what are your fixed expenses? They're the same every month. That's what you have every month. List them. And basically, you're going to put that amount of money. I suggest having three bank accounts. You're going to put that amount of money in one bank account. You're going to pay, or your money goes in. You're going to pay all the bills you pay online. Get them paid. First thing, pay your bills online that come out for that pay period and get them out of there. And then you're going to either leave the money in for your automatic payments or you're going to open a second bank account for those and put them into that bank account. And this is really, really, really important if you struggle with watching your bank accounts, if you struggle with, missing payments, sorry, missing payments or, you know, NSFs or things like that. You do not want NSF charges. I mean, those things that just, you know, drag you down slowly. So one account for all payments that come out automatically. You figure out what needs to go in there per pay period. You put it in, top it up by 10 or 20 or 30 bucks a pay. That becomes a little bit of a forced savings. Don't panic. If you need it, it's right there. And so your bills are paid. The money that's coming out automatically is paid, and the rest of your money either goes in a third bank account, which is your spending account, or you can take it out in cash and put it in your wallet, whatever works for you. And then you can do various things like put certain amounts into envelopes or jars or buy gift cards. But basically, you're going to break out that money and figure out what you're spending it on. Again, I could spend half an hour of the show talking about that. There's a blog on my site if you want to check it out that'll help you along. Okay, number nine, take every cent you save from cost cutting and redirect it. I don't know that I need to say any more about that than I did last week, you know, other than if you're going to do this stuff and make changes and it's going to free up some money for you, decide what you're going to do with that money. So don't let it just get, you know, nickel and dimed away with all your other expenses. So that $35 that I saved a month on my insurance, I actually went into my spending plan. I figured out where I'm going to put it and I popped it into another expense. And so that's where it's going to go, which was paying off some debt. So that's where I decided to put it. And number 10, I said, have a family meeting to discuss family expectations and get everyone on board. And that is one that does need a little bit of expanding because I think that you can go in a lot of directions with that. I think if you're in a relationship, certainly there has to be some discussion. It doesn't mean you both contribute to the finances the same way. Sometimes that just doesn't work. Same as kids. I mean, you're not necessarily going to let them know everything that's going on in your financial life. So it could be really simple things like setting out the guidelines for what you're going to cover as cost for them, what they're going to cover, or putting them on an allowance and having a discussion about that, or setting some goals on things that you want to save for as a couple or as a family so that you're all on board. And so if you save money in some areas, maybe you all redirect it towards something that you're working on together. Again, you know, lots of great ideas on that and certainly not enough time to share them in the short time I have with you tonight. So those were the last five. So hopefully you got a little more tidbits out of that. I felt like I went through those really, really quickly last week. And there were just some extra points that I wanted to make. And so that's what I did. And hopefully you enjoyed that. All right. So what do we got? 10 to the hour. We have Neil Young coming up, Rockin' in the Free World. And that song makes the cut because it has the word free in it. See where I'm going with this? Really, really broad and liberal in terms of what I pick out to play on this show. But it does have to fit in somehow. And I could make probably just about any song fit. So enjoy Neil Young, and then I'll be back to say a quick goodbye before we wind things down. And yeah, I can't believe how fast the time goes. So, Neil Young.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's community calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
A country breakfast is being hosted on Saturday, February 3rd at the Chester Basin Fire Hall from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Enjoy bacon, sausage, baked beans, scrambled eggs, toast, juice, tea or coffee. The cost is $7 and takeout is available.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Equipment Rentals is your source for all your scaffolding needs. They feature top-of-the-line equipment and the ability to deliver anywhere inside the HRM. Bay Rentals is your go-to location for anything scaffolding. They also carry a full line of pressure washer products and have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbor, Elmsdale, and at 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. Call them at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca.
Cove FM is sponsored in part by the Aspatagan Heritage Trust, investing in community vision since 1994.
And that, folks, is a wrap. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I hope that there was a tidbit or two of advice in there for you as you continue to start this year off on the right financial foot. And as always, I am wishing you happy, healthy finances. And I invite you to tune in again next Thursday evening, where we'll be hanging out and talking about money and playing tunes again. So please stick around, because we have 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue coming up. A great show. You don't want to miss it. And a great way to kind of end off your early part of Thursday evening for those that have to work tomorrow. Happy healthy finances. See you next week.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go round.